everyone to the Church of the Ascension for this evening service of thanksgiving for the blessings of harvest. And a particular welcome to brother and sister parishioners from Mara Hamlet, as well as friends from other neighboring churches. Welcome back to the Right Reverend Adrian Wilkinson, Bishop of Cashel, Ferns and Ossory, who is continuing the ministry of the word he began at this morning service. And a very special welcome to the Lurgan Salvation Army Band on their first visit to our church and parish. I first became acquainted with the band many years ago now in my curacy days in Waringstown, where they came on an annual visit to lead a Songs of Praise type service each year. They made a lasting impression on me, and I have always had it in mind that they would come to a service here. I'm just surprised at myself that it's taken me so long to organize it. But it is my very great pleasure to have them here, and we look forward to their participation throughout the service. It has already begun, but it will continue throughout. The Lord be with you. We sing the praise and thanksgiving, Father. The earth is the Lord and all that is in it. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Beloved in Christ, we have come together to acknowledge our dependence upon God and to praise Him for His goodness. We have come from the village and the countryside, from narrow lanes and roadways, from fields and gardens, from workshops and factories, to give Him thanks for the harvest of our land and for His presence with us throughout the year. And we would ask with confidence His continued blessing upon the labors of our hands. But firstly, let us remember that the judgment of God is upon us. In any misuse of our stewardship, for any neglect of our land, for all waste and adulteration of our food, and for all injustice in its distribution that we can prevent. With our thanksgiving and our desire to dedicate both our work and our lives to His obedience, we recall our disobedience to God's commandments and our failure to do His will. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against You and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. For what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of Your Son, Jesus. Heaven, pray for us. Give us all that has passed and grant that we may serve You in newness of life to the glory of Your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. While the congregation are seated, the church choirs will sing "We Love the Place, O God," based on Psalms 41 and 42.
Thank you. The Old Testament reading is from the book Deuteronomy, chapter 26, beginning at verse 1. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it, and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that your Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. We went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house."
The band will play "My Father's World."
It is a real joy for us to be here this evening to join with you in your harvest celebrations. We enjoyed our own harvest celebrations at Lurgan Salvation Army this morning, so we're benefiting from a double dose of that today. So thank you very much for the invitation to come along, Reverend Hard. We do appreciate it, and we do enjoy opportunities like this to visit other churches in the area and to share and to worship with you and to share our music. The Reverend Hard mentioned that the band and the choir, the songsters, used to visit Holy Trinity in Waringstown, and I think there's only perhaps three members of the current band who would have taken part in those services quite a number of years ago, and I'm one of those people. And I do remember that. So thank you for the invitation then, and thank you for the invitation now. Psalm 24 says this: "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it in the seas and established it on the waters." And these thoughts are reflected in the words associated with the music which we're going to share with you, entitled "My Father's World." And if I can paraphrase the words of the last verse of the hymn: "This is my Father's world, never let me forget that. And though the wrong seems often so strong, God is still the ruler. This is my Father's world, the battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. This is my Father's world."
Thank you. The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "The ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes from me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
We sing the canticle, Deus Misericordia. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father,
Our Father, who
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within
us.
We give thanks for the harvest of the earth, which provides food to maintain life, both in body and spirit. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness, and you give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need, and for our own well-being, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the ministries of angels and mortals in a wonderful order. Grant that, as your holy angels also serve you in heaven, so at your command they may help and defend us on earth through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good judgments, and all just works proceed, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lighten our darkness. O Lord, we pray. And in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In musical circles, we have been aware in recent weeks of the celebration of the 80th birthday of John Rutter. And we're going to share with you now a brass arrangement, for which we're very grateful, of his beautiful song, All Things Bright and Beautiful. I should say that your architect of this church obviously didn't consult the local brass band whenever he was building the church. Churches weren't constructed to have brass bands, but I have to say the acoustic that he has created is absolutely beautiful to play in, so it's our privilege to come here and sit and share our music with you. All Things Bright and Beautiful.
thank God for life's simple joys. We thank you, our Father, for all the good gifts around us, which add so much joy to our daily lives, for the sun that warms us and the air that gives us life, for the loveliness of the natural world, for the changing seasons, each in its own order beautiful, for our homes and families and friends, for health of body and soundness of mind, for music and books and works of art, for the land of our birth, the land we love, for the lives of good and saintly souls. Father, for these manifold blessings and for all your love, we give you heartfelt thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We thank God for the blessings of harvest and all who gather them. Almighty and gracious Father, we give thanks for the fruits of the earth in their season and for the labors of those who harvest them. Make us, we pray, faithful stewards of your great bounty for the provision of our necessities and the relief of all who are in need, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord of the harvest, by whose mercy our needs are supplied, we pray for all who work on the land and who gather the harvest of the seas, that they may know the dignity and worth of their service and be justly rewarded for their toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray that we may make appropriate and proper use of God's gifts. We thank you, God, for the harvest of all good things, for making the plants to grow in the earth, for giving us the strength to work, for supplying the food we have each day. Teach us to use your gifts fairly and generously, and to remember that you gave them to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray for an increase in the harvest of souls as we remember the work of the various missionary societies, the Church Missionary Society, Crosslinks, South American Missionary Society, the Mission to Seafarers, the United Society, the Church Army, and the Intercontinental Church Society. We give you thanks, our Father, for the missionary societies of the Church and for those who have gone forth within the fellowship to preach the gospel and further your kingdom in every part of the world. We thank you for all who in years gone by have supported and maintained this work, and we pray that we in our day may not fail to do our part and to share in the Church's mission to make disciples of all nations for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. While the congregation remains seated, the church choirs will sing the anthem, Give Thanks Canon.
Thank you.
we sing the hymn, Father of Mercies, God of Love.
Heavenly Father, may the seed of your word planted in our hearts this night bear fruit in our lives, in our communities, and in our world. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, first of all, may I say again what a joy and delight it is to be with you here this evening in this beautiful church, as I was this morning for our Harvest Communion service. Great to hear the choir again and the organ. Great to be in this wonderful church with its beautiful decorations. But it's also wonderful to hear the Salvation Army band. I was with at an international gathering of Christians just 2 weeks ago, and I met a lady there from Denmark who is a member of the Salvation Army, who reminded me that the Salvation Army is the largest army in the world, outstripping the Chinese army, apparently. And is it wonderful that the largest army in the world is not dedicated to fighting and conflict, but to joy, to the gospel, to peace, and to hope in our world and service and leading us in worship. So thank you for your playing this evening. And it's a joy and delight, as I say, to be with you and with you all. But also, of course, to be with your rector, Canon Robert Hurd, whom I've known for 30 years. His parents were my parishioners in Douglas for much of that time. Robert, it has been a sheer delight to be with you today, and today will live long in the memory. So thank you for your invitation. Now, if I was to set a question for candidates for ministry, and I was to ask them what the three most important festivals in the church are, I would expect the answer Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. But if I were to ask people popularly out in the street what are the three great festivals of the church, I suspect I would get the answer Christmas, Easter, and Harvest Thanksgiving. And I have a lot of sympathy with that answer. After all, Harvest is one of the three occasions, along with Christmas and Easter, where we decorate our churches so beautifully. At Christmas, we proclaim Christ is born today. At Easter, we celebrate Christ is risen. These are particularly Christian celebrations. But of course, at Harvest, our focus can be a little more general. At Harvest, we can focus our concerns on the care for our planet, on sustainable food production, animal welfare, the plight of the farming community, the balance between concern for food miles and importing produce from far away, while at the same time encouraging international trade. The concern we have for millions of people who suffer the effects of famine, who have no food security because of natural disasters and man-made conflicts. And so we can share these general concerns about the world and God's creation with people of different faiths, and indeed, to some extent also, with people of no faith. We are all, after all, temporary inhabitants of this planet, and we should be concerned for those who hunger and for the future generations from whom we have borrowed this planet. Hopefully they will receive it in as good a condition as we have inherited it from our forebears. But tonight I want to ask a question. What makes this Harvest Thanksgiving specifically a Christian Thanksgiving? The scriptures remind us that harvest festivals, as we've heard in our first reading, have roots in the biblical practice of giving thanks to God by bringing the first fruits of creation to God in thanksgiving. The instructions from the festival of ingathering in Exodus. We have the details celebrating Sukkot in Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And of course, we also have the parables of Jesus in the Bible, based not, as I reminded people this morning, on imagery from the carpentry shop in which he grew up, but rather from the land around him. Imagery of the sower, the vineyard, the mustard seed, and so on. Harvest Thanksgivings, as we know them today, were apparently reinvented or rediscovered by the Reverend Robert Stephen Hawker, a vicar in North Cornwall, and he held the first Harvest Thanksgiving service in 1843, and its popularity grew rapidly, and that's the tradition we continue today. So our Christian Harvest Thanksgiving has something in it that's a little different from a wider Thanksgiving for the planet. One of the prayers that I was, an extempore prayer is wonderful in worship, but I'm glad that sometimes I was taught to learn some prayers by heart. And one of the prayers that I was taught to learn by heart as a child was a prayer we'll say later on in our service this evening, in a few minutes' time, the General Thanksgiving from the Book of Common Prayer. And I think it gives us all useful pointers about what a Christian Thanksgiving, an act of Thanksgiving, and a Harvest Thanksgiving is all about. No doubt some of you know the words. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, all the blessings of this life, and so on. We'll say those words in a few minutes' time. It's beautiful literature, yes, like much of the Book of Common Prayer. It's poetry and has a sense of rhythm about it, but also it's a profound statement of belief. Let's look at the prayer briefly. It begins with two very simple words, Almighty God. And for the Christian, any act of thanksgiving must begin with God. There are few people in the world today who do not believe in some sort of God. Psalm 14 reminds us that the fool has said in his heart there is no God. When we look up at the sky, the psalmist reflected, "When I consider the heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained, what are mortals that you should be mindful of them, mere human beings that you should seek them out?" Some verses from Psalm 8. We all have within us a deep sense of wonder at creation and a sense that behind it all there is a God. If we're in a church service, therefore, we're not being agnostic, however maybe insecure at sometimes faith might be, but we are talking about a God who knows us. And so the prayer continues, "Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants do give thee humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us." Humble and hearty thanks, goodness and loving kindness. This is not a God who is a distant God like the deists believed in, but a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, and all we can do is be humble in thanksgiving. We worship and we offer what little we can to this good and generous God. Then the prayer continues. "We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life." Our creation. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, and then it continues, "God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good." We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our fingerprints are unique. Our eyes are unique. And that's why we have this new eye scanning technology. There's only one person in the world that has an eye, an iris just like yours, and nobody ever else will have the same one again that walks this planet. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we thank God for our creation, for our preservation. We are here again to give thanks for the harvest. There are places in the world where life is insecure. We think of people in refugee camps. We think of people fleeing conflict who've had to leave everything behind. They don't know, and people in Ukraine, they don't know whether they'll wake up again in the morning because of bomb activity and drone activity and so on. There are people whose harvests have failed because of drought. They don't know whether they'll be around this time next year. And we have so much to thank God for because we have been preserved for yet another year. And we have blessings, so many blessings to be thankful for. Bishop Edward Reynolds, who wrote the words of the General Thanksgiving, had an understanding of the way of our faith and how it grows. Sometimes it can be uncertain, believing in a God who's distant. Then gradually we believe in a God who we experience in relation. And then, of course, we can affirm the God who has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. Those words that Bishop Reynolds wrote, but above all, we are thankful for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the supreme gift God has given each one of us. Salvation through faith in Christ. And then it continues, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. This world, beautiful as it is, and yet spoiled as it is not the end. The hope of glory, when all God's creation will be swept up and we will offer unceasing praise to our Creator God in eternity. For that, our hearts are unfeignedly thankful. And so there's so much in that prayer. And I didn't know when I was preparing this sermon that we would have it at our service this evening. So in a few minutes' time, as I sit down now, and as we read those words together, as we pray that prayer, we do so in the context of a Christian Harvest Thanksgiving service. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to praise God for. And so let us live these words, not only tonight as we go home from this Harvest Thanksgiving service, but in the days, weeks, months, and in the year ahead, until, God willing, we can gather in this place and in other places next year to give thanks for God's harvest and to look forward to worshiping God in eternity. Amen.
The collection at tonight's service will be in favour of our Harvest Appeal, which supports various missionary societies. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, "We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land." Of the general thanksgiving. Let us devoutly give thanks to God for his goodness. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thank thee on this day, give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creative preservation and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
God, who clothes the lilies and feeds the birds of the sky, who leads the lambs to pasture and the deer to water, who multiplied the loaves and fishes and changed water into wine, lead you, feed you, multiply you, and change you to reflect the glory of our Creator to all eternity, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Supper. in the parochial hall across the road. It's been a wonderful evening of fellowship in every way, and let's continue that fellowship over an enjoyable supper, not just to have food, although that's an important part of it, but also to come together to chat and to continue our time together a bit longer in less formal surroundings. And it will also give me an opportunity of expressing thanks more fully to everybody involved in this weekend. The recessional hymn, "Hark, Hark My Soul, Angelic Songs Are Swelling." be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.